You're listening to The Art Scene, your scenic view from Lake Tahoe, with your host, Robert Schimmel, on KOWL 1490 The Owl, Tahoe's Talk.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of The Art Scene, with me, Robert Schimmel, your host, bringing you who's who and what's happening in the arts from our studio at 6,300 feet, overlooking beautiful Lake Tahoe. Please check out my website, laketahoeartscene.com. For current art news, weekly newsletters, events calendars, and access to lots of valuable resources. Don't hesitate to email the program also some ideas of yours, anything that you feel would be relevant, and that would be to laketahoeartscene@gmail.com. And if you find this program beneficial to the arts and or uplifting to the arts identity of Tahoe, please express your support by becoming a sponsor, taking out an ad, or simply donating via my Lake Tahoe Art Scene website. Liking us on Facebook is also appreciated. And we can't do any of this without you folks, so join in the fun. Today's guest is Sarah Zimmerman, whose credentials and experience are numerous, including regularly writing and illustrating for Upworthy. That's an online magazine with 10 million followers, contributing art and articles to the Huffington Post, working with graphic and web design clients, creating her own fine art, and continuously producing her webcomic, Unearthed Comics, which currently has Earth, Moon, and Sun characters planning a road trip through the universe. I'll get out of here, Sarah. That's crazy. I can't wait to hear more about it. Today, we'll be talking specifically about a new endeavor and event in which she and artist collaborator Sarah Smith are involved. And that's called Women's Art Tribe and its collaborative live painting fundraiser for High Fives Foundation. We've got a lot to cover. So welcome back, Sarah. By the way, can you believe it's been 3.5 years since you were last on this program?
Wow. Yeah, that I wouldn't have guessed, to be honest. I would have said a year, perhaps.
But yeah.
Thank you for having me back.
Absolutely. Yeah, I went, I looked, had to search, and I thought, it can't be that long.
But I know.
It has been. And because you've been on before and everything else, I'm just going to ask everyone to listen to our interview from July of 2013. To get more of your background and details. So you can sort of begin with filling us in on the last 3.5 years and what's current if you dare go that far back, right?
Yeah, well, thank you. I've been very busy as always. That's what I like to do. Definitely doing my fine art as always and doing web and graphic design. My latest thing has really been promoting my web comic, Unearthed Comics, and attending the San Diego International Comic-Con as well as Boston Comic-Con. Got to go sign autographs and do that, meet some of my comic mentors, take some of them surfing in San Diego, which was really fun.
Wow.
Have, live art drawing events, some sponsored dinners. It was really delightful. And definitely been starting writing more and very, very grateful to be asked to be a contributor to the Huffington Post as well as regularly contributing to Upworthy. I've been really enjoying it, loving not just doing comics and illustrations, but also having the written word up there with my name is quite nice.
Oh, that's excellent. By the way,
yeah.
Do you ever draw a blank, you know, in terms of that white page in front of you, so to speak, like a visual artist that you are also, in terms of like writer's block, that old term?
Oh, yeah. You ever get that? Oh, yeah, always. Mm. No, I definitely do, but I have tools to get me through that. You know, I try to think of words or feelings, and generally I notice it's fear that's keeping me back. So
sure.
That's kind of what I'm doing when we'll start talking about Women's Art Tribe.
Okay.
That's what I do is I use fear to move me through all of that. I don't like being stuck.
Right, right. Well, yeah. back on a little of the review, what have you been doing in your own fine art world the last couple of years?
Mainly, I haven't been doing too many shows. I've been donating some works and donating pieces. I'm back to really working almost in an intuitive painting style where I go to the canvas with that blank idea and just start tapping into a feeling, making seriously the ugliest thing that I'm terribly embarrassed to show. And then out of that, working out layers, objects, feelings even more until next thing I know, I have a painting that is really cool to look at. You know, like I keep trying to paint it to where I want to look at it. And I use that process and the layering technique kind of just to work through any obstacles that I have.
That's a great process.
So yeah, it's definitely process painting, and it takes seeing my fear, noticing it, and then just deciding that I'm not going to let it prevent me from going forward, even if I've noticed, oh my goodness, that is the ugliest thing I've ever seen, knowing that that's just part of my process and just keep moving forward.
Okay. And you work in oils or acrylics or all
of... It's acrylic primarily for my fine art works in mixed media. And then, you know, my comics are pen and pencil primarily.
Oh, by the way, folks, I don't know why I omitted this in the beginning. This young lady is from Truckee, California. So, yes, a very important aspect, a part of the lake community. And
yes.
Your business side, that bears some mentioning, because you are an awesome marketer and branding person, and you have a business like that. How's that going?
It's going well. My husband and I have been running this business pretty much since 2008. And it's fun because not only do we work locally with small businesses and organizations, but we've worked both nationally and internationally. And it's fun using kind of the same intuitive process, working with clients and helping them reach their goals. It just provides more of a challenge, and it's something I really pride myself in and love to do.
Excellent. Now, as a team, and I know that on your website it's like Team Zimmerman. How do you guys complement each other in that process?
We're oddly like a really good team. So I'm kind of the people person. I think outside of the box. I usually fast forward thinking about the end product of what the client's going to want, and then think of all the marketing and branding and graphic elements. My husband's a phenomenal researcher. He does all the web programming and gets all the logistics in place. And then together we've done this so long now, we hammer things out in such an efficient way. And then we play off of each other where we notice, okay, hey, you could use help here. I could use help there.
Okay.
Yeah, we're a good team.
That's amazing. And you don't get tired of each other 24/7?
Oddly, we actually do really well. We've had numerous people ask us that. And,
sure.
You know, we always have things that we try to work through. We have regular business meetings. We have our process down about how we work together when we bring up certain things. We don't always get along. And we've found really good communication ways of how to address these issues so it doesn't go through into our personal life, you know, especially from business. And we keep using tools again and again and again, which is always scary to go into the trust area and be really honest. But, you know, once one of us is doing it, the other one holds space, and we're doing a really good job.
Oh, that sounds great. Good for you.
Yeah.
Man, wow.
Thanks.
Well, you know, in all fairness, too, given the upcoming conversation we're going to have about the Women's Art Tribe, I'd like to mention Sarah Smith. So if I'm going to just read a succinct description of her that I found on Facebook, I'm sure that she put it there. And then we'll dive into what you've got going on.
Sounds good.
And if you have something to add regarding Sarah, please do so. But in the meantime, Sarah Smith has been living and creating in the North Tahoe and Truckee area for more than 20 years. She's a fine art painter, muralist, and public artist, specializing in commission work and fine art home installations. She actively advocates for the arts in the community and is a big believer in using what talents she has to support community and create connection. When not making art, she can be found playing with her son at the Big Lake, mountain biking, or being a slow hippie on the slopes. I had to say that slowly because it was one of those tongue twisters. She's got a show going on at Spirit Gallery right next door to the event that you're going to be holding at Tahoe University. So
yes.
Do you have anything to add to that?
Sarah is a phenomenal artist. I feel really blessed to be teaming up with her, and I feel like we complement each other really well. We're kind of a new collaborative entity, and we continuously surprise each other with how well we work with each other, and also discuss like anything that's like adversity or anything like that. And it's really a fun collaboration. So I really hope that everybody takes the time to look at her work and see what she's doing as well as mine.
Perfect. If you are just tuning in, this is The Art Scene, your scenic view from Lake Tahoe, and I'm Robert Schimmel, your host, speaking with Sarah Zimmerman, and she is an artist from Truckee, California, whose credentials and experience are plentiful, including regularly writing and illustrating for Upworthy, an online magazine with 10 million followers, contributing art and articles to the Huffington Post, working with graphic and web design clients, creating her own fine art, and continuously producing her webcomic, Unearthed Comics. Today we're talking specifically about a new endeavor and an event which she and her artist collaborator Sarah Smith are involved, and that's called Women's Art Tribe and its collaborative live painting fundraiser for Hi-Fi's Foundation. Be sure to check out both of the Sarah's websites, sarahzimmerman.net, pay attention to that, it's .net, and sarahsmith.com, and you'll find the Women's Art Tribe event information on Sarah Zimmerman's .net website on the blog tab. So, all right, we can jump right back in then, Sarah. And why don't you tell us how this Women's Art Tribe came about and what you may have in mind for a potential long-term purpose and, you know, the whole skinny on it.
Okay. Well, this summer I was at Boston Comic Con with several different web comic artists, and I was asked to do a live art drawing in front of thousands of people, and I froze. And I realized this is not the person I want to be. I don't want to be scared to where I cannot create live. Once I came home, I decided I need to push through this fear and, hey, I'm going to create live art. That was also in conjunction with kind of meeting over coffee with the artist Sarah Smith, who is familiar with painting live in front of people. We started talking about it, and she wanted in on this idea. Soon, we started talking about, you know, female collaboration, working together from that perspective, and this is how the Women's Art Tribe was born.
Okay. So the real purpose that is at the heart of this is what?
The real purpose is to push ourselves past any fear or obstacles towards creating collaboratively, knowing that everybody feels fear, everybody comes across obstacles, and what can we do as creators to get past that? Often we need help, and we can lean on each other and see our gifts that each other has, incorporate that into our own, as well as collaborate. And so that's what Sarah Smith and I are going to be doing in this live art event on December 15th.
Okay. Why not tell us specifically how that event came about and who it's for and the process for it?
So we were trying to think, how could we do this? So we thought, you know, we want to go big. Both of us really want to get, like, our bodies moving into it. We approached the High Five Foundation because both of us are mountain sports athletes, and we really appreciate everything they're doing, not only for local athletes, but athletes nationwide who have been injured in mountain sports. So what we're going to be doing is we approach Tahoe University, which is in downtown Truckee, and we're going to be there on Thursday, December 15th from 10 to 2 with a very large canvas that we've placed on the floor. And Kelly Brothers Painting has donated so much paint that Sarah and I are going to start at 10 a.m. and just start painting in patterns, ideas, and designs. Now, what's interesting is my style, I use a lot of very bold, bright colors, big strokes, and a lot of abstract elements. Sarah Smith comes more from a realistic perspective. She's very good at, you know, showing the idea of, like, a beautiful landscape and has a more muted palette. So together we have very two different styles, and we get to now blend them. How we're going to make it even more fun and more weird is a timer is going to go off, and we're going to, yeah, this is really to get us out of our comfort zone, by the way, because
sure. We
just don't want to be frozen by fear anymore. So this is how we're approaching it. So this timer is going to go off, and we're going to have a salad bowl of little pieces of art challenges that people have submitted on Facebook and Instagram, from painting blindfolded to painting with our left hand, to painting with something that's not a paintbrush or a body part, or integrating a phrase that has meaning. And so we're going to do that for the first 2.5 hours just to keep shaking things up. The last hour and a half, we'll go ahead and bring the whole scene together again integrating our two styles as best as we can to create a beautiful landscape of squaw. We don't know what this is going to look like, so we're really excited, nervous, and, you know, are going to be surprised as well. But the final piece will be then given to the Hi-Fi's Foundation, which they can go ahead and auction off as to benefit their organization.
Wow. That, when you were talking about getting over your fears and the process for it, you know, there are a couple of different sets of fears, because it's one thing to just paint in front of people in a live sense, which I suppose is different from being an instructor or whatever. But at the same time, that fear of what am I going to paint? What's it going to look like? that can be another fear entirely that Sarah, who's, as you say, experienced, she may also have. And it's like, oh my gosh, how do I let loose? So it's that fear of letting go that will also be addressed in the process. It's like, well, here we go. Let's see if I can tap into something natural and a response, as opposed to, you know, having to calculate it all out.
Right.
And so good luck.
Yeah, it'll be fun. We've talked about it. We both, you know, we're human. We have these emotions. They come up. But we really want to show, hey, just like these athletes who've been injured, you know, they're approaching their life with an entirely new body, you know, and they have these challenges now. All of us have these types of challenges. And here are people who are doing amazing things to overcome this obstacle. I want to do what I can to show the world without having that, you know, just having my fear. And
sure.
Sarah wants to do the same thing. So it is going to be scary, especially because the Hi-Fi's Foundation will be filming the action. And we have a time-lapse photography from Variant 3, who is going to be taking film for the whole event and then compiling it into this beautiful time-lapse video. We're going to also have photography done, and that's going to be shared on the Huffington Post thereafter. So we're not just like kind of approaching the fear of public creation and what's going to happen. We're going full bore.
Sure. Well, you know, that's a great inspiration for others. And if I sounded like I was trying to throw in some trepidation for you to chew on, I wasn't. I was just throwing the amazement of it. And it sounds totally awesome. And I just congratulate you both for, you know, jumping in and doing something so creative and cool that hopefully will inspire a lot of other people as well.
And well, we hope that people will show up. You know, it's a public event for the public's free to come. There'll be coffee by a Dark Horse coffee roasters, and just watch the process, get inspired. We can have people continue to submit text ideas of phrases that inspire them, and we might just incorporate it right there. So we're kind of leaving that one free. We're going to see how it goes and kind of just move through the emotions as they come up.
Sure. Oh, you'll learn a whole lot about what to do the next time and so forth and so on, assuming there are other times and that you're blessed in that regard. That's just great. So, again, it's where and when?
Okay, it's December 15th, Thursday, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Tahoe University, which is on West River in downtown Truckee there, right next to Dark Horse Cafe and Spirit Cafe. It's that beautiful old mill building. It's white. It's been gorgeously redone. Highly recommend people just come by and see this stunning space. It's it had a lot of historic quality there in this gorgeous building.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. You know, in terms of our conversation and some of the things that we've mentioned, you and I have known each other a while, though. Have we ever met personally?
I don't think we have.
I know, exactly. And so you like to shake things up, as you said, and to be challenged. And you said that this serves that personal purpose among other altruistic benefits. So that as I've been was looking at that and thinking about the event, I was saying, well, is Tahoe some place that hasn't figured out how to be challenged and different, therefore unique? What seems to be holding us back? Do you have any thoughts about that?
I feel like I don't know if Tahoe, if we could really apply that statement to Tahoe. I feel that, you know, fear comes up for anybody anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's more, this is where my home is. This is my community. If I can make my change here in my home, here in my community, hopefully it'll have a rippling effect out into the world.
Yeah. Well said. Well, you've got a new, and maybe to quickly sort of back up into that unearthed comic characters scenario that I was chuckling at in the introduction, and that is taking up a lot of your time. So you've created an amazing following internationally through your unearthed comics. So what is this all about, this little group of characters?
Well, my Earth, Moon, and Sun have been together since the beginning when I launched Unearthed Comics in 2012. However, through the last several years, you know, I've gained international awareness, which I'm very blessed, you know, having over about 200,000 some fans on different platforms. And the engagement is what I wanted to look for next. I like to do slice of life humor, and I like to incorporate these little characters. But I really wanted something that had a little storyline. My husband and I, we were giggling, thinking about, you know, going on our own road trip. And he said, honey, perhaps, you know, these guys should go on a road trip. I'm like, oh, my God, you're brilliant. So we started being silly and thinking out places they could go. And I thought, why not open this up to my audience? It's been so fun having people from all over the world, countries I don't even know, you know, how to pronounce or names or whatnot,
right. Yeah.
Giving suggestions to, you know, go to the Horsehead Nebula and so Little Moon can go ride a little merry-go-round horse or, you know, mountain bike on Saturn's rings. And, you know, people are contributing these really fun ideas. Today, I put out asking people to name their little cosmic van that they're going to go on this road trip. So I'm looking at it more as kind of getting these guys, again, shaking up my own current comic, so that they're more seen as a family unit, how they can be creators in their own universe, as well as being really realistic about they have similar issues like we all do. They're busy. They're stressed over money. You know, they have parenting woes. They try to go away on vacation and come across problems along the way. How do they deal with it? As well as making it really silly. Such as the van that I drew today has wings and looks like an amazing 80s van that I would absolutely love to have.
Yeah, that cracks me up when you say like an 80s van, because for me it would have been like a 60s van. Our generational.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Well, very cool. And I think that's an excellent place to stop. But one final reminder, folks, do check out the Hi-Fi's Foundation benefit that Women's Art Tribe is doing, and that is at the Tahoe University in Truckee, December 15th, 10 to 2. Well, folks, don't forget to check out both Sarah's websites, that being Sarah Zimmerman, SarahZimmerman.net, and Sarah Smith, just as it sounds, SarahSmith.com. And then you'll find the information on the Women's Art Tribe and the event at Sarah Zimmerman's website. And I am Robert Schimmel. Express your support by becoming a sponsor, taking out an ad, or simply donating via my LakeTahoeArtScene.com website. Thank you so much in advance for that. And please join me again next Saturday at 1:06 p.m. for your Art Fix with the Art Scene, your scenic view from Lake Tahoe. Make it a great arts week, folks, and may God bless you. Bye-bye now. Thanks, Sarah.
Thank you.